You have got a very big event coming up, as a matter of fact, the largest in the university system, I understand, here in Montana, coming up on Wednesday. What's going on?
We are having a game day simulation training that's an interprofessional education experience for students in the Masters of Athletic Training, paramedicine, and the family medicine residence. And we are going to be working on mock scenarios that they may encounter during a large collegiate game day event.
Wow. So I'm assuming we're talking about all different kinds of sports here, right?
Well, it is going to be focused on football, but it could be injuries that we would see in other sports. But we're at Washington Grizzly Stadium, and we're going to have some of the football athletes in equipment. So all the trainees can work with people wearing equipment after an injury.
All right. So specifically, what kind of things will you be covering? I've been the public address announcer for Grizzly football now for 26 years. So there aren't many injuries that I haven't seen. Some have been minor, but some have been excruciatingly hard to watch. So what kind of things will you be covering?
We're covering topics that are of interest to all of the learners in those different programs. And some of this is kind of top secret because we don't want them to know exactly what's happening before they come into this scenario. But one will be a spinal cord injury on the field with an athlete. Another one is heat-related illness, which it's supposed to be in the 40s on Wednesday when we're doing this, but managing heat-related illness will be very important for all of those students and learners. And then we have a spectator who has a cardiac event in the stands. And then we have Sim Montana coming that have the simulation trucks, and the learners will be continuing to manage the spinal cord injury in more of like an ER room setting.
Wow.
Within those trucks.
Wow. That is good to know. And I will bet that I'm not going to say that the athletes will ham it up at all, but oh my God, I'm going to die. That kind of thing. You know, for anybody who's ever been injured in a sport, they don't have to fake it because the pain is very real and the injuries can be quite serious. What do you hope the participants will gain from this?
The most important things that we work on is having our students have experience on teams with different health professionals and learning how to communicate with each other across their disciplines and coordinate their teams effectively in the care of patients. And this is something that is pretty unique to this training. They don't get to practice that all the time through our regular classroom activities, and so this event is a unique experience for them to really work on their team skills and get to know each other better as professionals, and then also learn from our faculty who are there, learning some of the clinical management of these different types of things that they'll be seeing.
Do you think the average fan or the average person who watches the game really has no idea what goes on the sidelines, especially when somebody comes off, whether they're hobbled a little bit or maybe they're nursing a shoulder or an arm or an elbow or whatever, of the sometimes frenetic activity that takes place on the sidelines in between plays?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's taking a whole team on the sidelines, and then also the EMTs and paramedicine folks are available if transport or further support is needed. And then also our healthcare professionals working in the area hospitals if someone needs to be transported. So, yeah, I think I've learned a lot by working to help organize this event as to how many people are actually involved and all the training that they have in order to manage all of these urgent and emergent kind of situations that can happen really out of the blue.
And I do know some of the most prestigious names, quite literally, in orthopedic injuries and various sports injuries can be found right here in Missoula. And I know many of them are called upon in some cases, especially once the athlete has reached the hospital. There are specialists there to help them out.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we're very lucky with the team of healthcare professionals we have in Missoula. And athletes get a lot of care acutely and then also to rehab afterwards. So, yeah, we're very lucky with all of the people that we have in Missoula caring for injuries like this afterwards.
Is this a popular program, Carrie?
Our interprofessional education program has been growing at the University of Montana probably since about around 2016. And the number of students that we're training just continues to grow each year. Usually we have at least 500 students involved in our trainings throughout the academic year. And this is no exception. This is just a new activity for us. And we are not aware that there's something of this scale that's ever happened in Montana before. So we're really excited to host it and are excited to see what might come out of it for it in the future.
Could this be an annual event, or perhaps the expertise and the video and the various experiences can be sent to some of the smaller schools so that they can learn from what you folks have already accomplished?
Yeah, absolutely. We really try to work with each other across the state to try to help facilitate the growth of these types of trainings. And like I said, this is something that we don't think has happened in Montana before. It's happened in other states, but it can certainly be a model that can help us build from it and offer something like this annually or different things at the same larger scale.